Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, June 1st. We are in June and it has been nice summer days this week, and I want to thank the universe and Mother Nature for that. I am Andrea Daniel here on Michigan Literary Network Radio, and we have a special treat for our listeners today. We have Sylvia Hubbard, who is the executive producer of Michigan Literary Network Radio and founder and president of the Motown Writers Network and Michigan Literary Network. She did a wonderful interview with Detroit's own Rosemarie Wilson, also known as One Single Rose, and we're going to hear that interview right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Noble on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And this is Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, June 1st. And we're going to hear an interview that Sylvia Hubbard did with Rosemarie Wilson. And if you don't know Rosemarie, she's also known as One Single Rose. And she is an award-winning poet, writer, playwright, singer, actress, and a staunch advocate of integrity and fidelity. Her insistence that every day presents an opportunity to live, learn, and love positively allows her to motivate others when living throws curves at our existence. Since March 2009, the official release of her first self-published collection of poetry, One Single Rose, Poetry Blossomed from a Rose Core, she has been dubbed an inspirational poet. Her second collection of poetry, entitled One Single Rose, Out of Darkness into Light, and her first erotic chapbook, Pearl Plays, were released for her birthday in March 2012. One section of Out of Darkness into Light, the collection, focuses solely on poems requested by her readers. And now let's hear that interview with One Single Rose, Rosemarie Wilson, and Sylvia Hubbard.
Thank everybody for joining us on the Michigan Literary Network radio show, where writers learn about getting to their literary goals and readers connect to Michigan authors. I'm your host, indie romance and suspense author of over 37 novels and founder of Motown Writers Network, Sylvia Hubbard. Motown Writers Network was established in 2000 with a website, offline conferences, literary events, and book drives. Driven to bring you the best in Michigan literary entertainment, we hope, for years to come. For more information and to receive updates about the Michigan Literary Radio and Motown Writers Network, please visit our website at MotownWriters.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, find out more information about our show, or just would like to contact us, please visit us at MotownWriters.com. I'm going to tell everyone I appreciate you joining us on this Wednesday. We have an awesome guest today, Miss Rosemary Wilson, a.k.a. One Single Rose, who is going to just drop knowledge bombs all this whole 20 minutes. So I hope you stay and listen to every single word that's said, because she is going to just fully change your life. So are you there, Rose? So we can say hello to everybody.
Yeah, I am. Hello, darling. Hello, Motown writers and everyone listening.
Thank you.
We are great. We want to thank you for taking time out of your wonderfully busy schedule. I'm just like blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's just everywhere and just drops and just goes. So this is awesome.
These poems are definitely keeping me busy, I can say that.
And that's a blessing to say, like, you know, what you do is just definitely taking you to places you would have never imagined. And that's why, you know, when I said I wanted someone on the show who was just going to, you know, just be able to let people know if you believe and you do, you can get there.
Absolutely.
So we want to start it off, like, just first tell people, you know, who you are and just where you came from. What made you just decide, I'm going to be a poet? So let everybody know.
Okay. My name is Rosemary Wilson. My pen name is One Single Rose when I'm nice. When I'm naughty, my pen name is Pearl. I have been writing poetry since the second grade, and I've always had a love for the word and a love for books. And I had no idea that at this point in my young age that I would be traveling the world and spreading pieces of myself on different stages. And it's an amazing journey. It's a blessing. I'm following my poems as they lead. And I actually started as a literary poet. But when I would try to sell my books, I'm like, hi, I'm Rosemary Wilson, One Single Rose. I'm a poet. People wanted to hear my poems instead of actually reading them. So that forced me into memorizing quite a few pieces and writing more spoken word poems as opposed to more literary works that look good on the page.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to write more spoken word pieces. It's like the world just opened up for me. And since 2011, I have been following the path that poetry is setting.
Awesome. So when someone decides, like, okay, well, a lot of people do decide every day, and I get them every day. They're like, okay, I think I could be a poet. I want to be a poet. Do you feel they should go into the more literary poetry, or should they just immediately start spoken word or whatever they're comfortable with?
It really depends on what they're comfortable with, what audience they're trying to reach. Are they trying to reach more colleges, students who want to study and dissect your work, where it would be required reading in some of the colleges and universities as part of their English program,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to take it on the performance end, if you want to be a spoken word poet, you want to do slams. It really just depends on your preference. Like for me, I didn't start out as a spoken word poet. But my poetry forced me into that, which opened more doors for me to act, for me to sing, and for me to write plays. So you never really know what path your life is going to take until you actually step out on stage and just do it.
Awesome. So just first do what you're comfortable with, and then just take it from there. Just first put it on paper.
Exactly. You got to start somewhere, on paper, in your iPad, on your computer. My best advice is to always write, keep something next to you that you're going to use, pen, paper, if it's your tablet or your phone, keep it next to you because inspiration hits at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I mean, they do ask me, like, well, what should I start with? What should I write? And most times I'm just saying, just put something on paper. Whatever you feel, put it on paper, and then that's going to take you somewhere else. Just like what happened to you, you know, you put it out there, and then it took you to another level, which you still can express what you originally put on paper. So that's, like, awesome. I'm so glad somebody explained it to them other than me, because... Sometimes I feel like a mother, you know, I'll say it, but if they hear from somebody else, they're like, oh, okay, now I understand. And they're like, I just said that.
Did you not hear me?
You know, so I'm so glad you gave that advice, because it is so true. Sometimes you just have to start where you are and then just go from there. So people, please listen to that.
Yep, absolutely. And you never know where you end up. Just be open to it. And once you tap into your gift, it's gonna take you places. It's going to open up the world for you. So just roll with it. Don't fight it.
Okay, so now what do you say to the people who, okay, they say they're a poet, they have poetry, but they're more of an introvert? How do they get past that point? Because you said, you know, in order, and it is poetry, you actually have to get up there and show who you are in order for someone to say, okay, I want to buy that, or I want to support you. So what advice do you give to those people who just don't want to get up in front of people?
Well, that actually worked for me. It took me a year and a half of people telling me that they wanted to hear my poems before I actually did something about it, because I was so stage shy. I was used to singing as opposed to actually doing the spoken word, because it was a totally different beast.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest that people go out to the different open mic, talk about skills on the open mic, try out your new pieces, and then that's going to open up that world for you where you might actually be offered a feature where people actually pay you for coming out to share your words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a good place to start. And also, if you have your friends and your family who are having different events and they might want something different for their audience, dig yourself up, sell yourself. Well, I'm a poet. I write these types of poems. What type of event are you having? Would you mind if I come out and actually share some pieces at your event? So your greatest asset is going to be yourself. If you don't put yourself out there, no one else is going to do it for you.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yes, definitely. Okay, so selling books. We're going to get into poetry, because I know poetry is one of the hardest books to sell. What ideas can you give for people who have come out with poetry books? And, you know, I've been in the business for a long time, so people come out with poetry books. You know, they get the friends and family to buy them. But what other ways can they, like, out-of-the-box ideas that you think that they – you know, they didn't even try this market, or they didn't even try this that you've seen that's worked for you?
Would you set up a website for yourself so people have an actual point of reference to find your work? That's the top step, because we're living in an age of where technology is king. So people are going to want to see some excerpts of your work. You don't want to put too much out there. Just give them just enough to reel them in. And also, if you want to sell your books, poetry is more of a performance art right now. When people don't hear you doing your poems, you aren't really going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that you have them in a book, but actually performing a piece for someone is going to give them more, wanting more from you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to hear more. So you just want to put out just enough, just give them a little taste, so then they might want to come back and sit down and have dinner.
That is, yeah, because I was just talking to a poet, and she's like, well, people ask me, but, you know, I got my books at Amazon, and I tell people just go to Amazon.com. And I'm like, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Stop doing that. And you are all right getting a website, and stop sending people to your Facebook page, and, you know, stop sending people to your Twitter page, because they got enough traffic. You need traffic of your own, so... Definitely. Yeah. Stop giving them money and get yourself some.
Yeah. It's like you have to treat your poetry like your newborn baby. I call, every time I come out with a new work, I call them my baby, because it's like I'm giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a new baby, you want everybody to see her, right? So So you invite people over to see your baby, or you take your baby to different places. So that's what you're going to have to do with your poetry. If it's just sitting on the shelf, nobody's going to recognize how beautiful it is.
Definitely, definitely. And most times it's able, so maintaining, because a lot of people say, well, I get the writers and the poets will say, well, I'm not technically able to do it. So what tips and tricks could you offer to help them out? Like, how can they do it without doing it or without getting frustrated with the process?
Well, if you tell yourself what you can't do, you most definitely won't do a thing. So
thank you.
Basically, remove can't from your vocabulary. So, and if you have someone on your team who can help you, you may know a branding expert like Ty Mann from Iology Media.
Mm-hmm.
He helps me along right now on some of the things that I don't have time to do. So you then get your network together, because your people who support you, they're going to want to help you and see you go as far as you possibly can. So if there's something you can't do, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's nothing wrong with getting help. But the first step is going to have to be you getting over yourself and stop telling yourself what you can't do, because you can do anything. It's just about dedication, finding the time, and actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what do you have planned? What do you have planned currently, or what's coming up for you? Or before you get into that, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, how they can connect with you, and your website.
My website is www.onesinglerose.com. That's onesinglerose.com. There are links to all my social media websites on my website, as well as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. All of that is on my website. You can find me at One Single Rose or One Single Rose 313 if you Google it. If you have to put the 313 behind it, that means somebody got to it before me. So I came up a little late with that. But this Friday at Manila Bay Cafe, where I host open mic poetry every first and third Friday of the month at 47 Grand River in Detroit, we are having an amazing poetic icon as our feature, Brenda Perryman. She is an educator. She is a poet. She is a playwright. She is a television host. She's toured with Sister Soulja. She even opened for Maya Angelou. So if you guys are looking to learn anything from anyone in the business, poetically or otherwise, come on out to Manila Bay Cafe on Friday. That's exactly why I wanted to get her there, because we can learn a ton from her.
Oh, definitely. And they can find more information where?
At Manila Bay Cafe on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I will be posting the flyer on my website as soon as I get done with this drive.
Definitely. But they need to just go to your website and sign up for updates anyway, so they can stay up to date on what you're doing and what other people that you support do, of course, right?
Absolutely. And I do post a lot of that information on myself and the Poetry Fam and different events going on around Detroit and other areas on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com One Single Rose Poetry Page.
Definitely. So we do want to know, what do you have coming up in the future? What should we look forward to? What's going to be blasting off and sending us to the universe from One Single Rose?
Oh, my God. Right now I'm driving back from Cincinnati. I had a feature in Ohio, and this actually began my summer tour season. I will do Toronto, Chicago, St. Lucia, and it's like Toledo tomorrow. I do Toledo maybe two times in the upcoming week. And also for my birthday next year, March of 2017, I will be dropping Addiction Part 2, which is my stage play. So Part 1 sold out in 2014, and people have been asking, when am I bringing it back? So I'm writing Part 2, and there's a few twists and turns coming up. So if you guys stay tuned to One Single Rose, you will find a little bit more information about that. And also Gray Matter is coming back in November, where I play the grandma. And I think I got a few other things coming up in between as well. But if you stay tuned to OneSingleRose.com, that's where all the information will be posted.
Awesome. Okay, so the last question before we let you go, and we want to appreciate you you taking the time out. But so we have poets who say, okay, I've done it all. I've tried to do everything. Things still don't work. I mean, can you give them a couple of pieces of advice, like what could number one, they be doing wrong, like, what could they, you know, what's the extra effort that they need to keep doing in order to make this work for them?
When you say it still doesn't work, like, they aren't reaching people.
They're still not having book sales. They still are not getting the events. They're still not. And I know, like, a lot of times it's like, okay, they're not putting themselves out enough, or they're not putting the extra effort. Because I do see, like, compared to you and compared to, like, other poets who've come out even before you, like, you don't see them having the shows, and you don't see them having the, you know, they're not expanding their network, like you said, you know, ask people or open up your network and stuff like that. I know you know them, like, you see them out there, and you guys maybe have started at the same time, but you're getting the offers. So maybe they want to know, well, what am I doing that you're doing to expand your network? Because a lot of people just stay in the poetry world. And I usually say, that's not going to get you anywhere. Staying in the poetry world is not going to get you anywhere. So where could they go outside of that world that could, okay, pick up a little book sales, pick up a little more engagement? You know, what are they not seeing that, especially coming up into 2017, where, you know, technology is changing us at a rapid pace. You know, it's not just a local network, it's not a global network. So what are people not seeing that you see that could just say, hey, this is what you need to do to put yourself in a position that could help out yourself and exposure?
Right. Okay. First thing is, never give up on yourself. Secondly, and this is one thing that I see a lot of poets do not have, they do not have websites, they do not have bios, they do not have electronic press kits, they do not have business cards, and they do not have any type of giveaway that they are offering for free in lieu of having people buy their books. So in order to get, you have to give. If you have your book set up at your table, have some type of poetry, a bookmark, a card, a 3x5 card, or something that people can take away with them. A piece of you, it can be a short of your poem, listing your website, and just tons of information about yourself that you give away for free. I'm not saying give your poetry away for free, but people like to come away with something. Because sometimes people come out of the house, they don't always have money. They don't always have their debit card either. And that's another thing that all poets should have, is a swiper. Because if you don't have a swiper and someone doesn't have cash, then you're going to miss out on that sale.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have to have some type of point of reference directly to yourself, and that'll be your website. That's not a Facebook page. That's not a Twitter page. It's not Instagram. It's somewhere where people can go and nose around, check out your work, and then they can choose to go around to your website. But you just really can't give up on yourself. And definitely the open mic is a great place to start. And also, write for some causes that you wholeheartedly support. Like for me, that's domestic violence, sexual awareness and abuse, mentoring with the young kids, men and women. And if you start to tap into those types of networks, then one person will see you and they'll tell two friends and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to put yourself out there. If you aren't out there, no one is going to come looking for you.
Definitely. Thank you so much. We really needed to hear that. I hope everybody was taking notes. What'd you say?
I said thank you for having me.
Oh, no. I was like, because I wanted to, like, bring you on, like, before you had the small play. I love that you did that. And I was like, I couldn't devote any time to it. I was like, I just got to have her on the show because, you know, like I said, I get a lot of poets who say, well, I don't know what I'm not doing right, because people should, you know, seeing my stuff. My stuff is good. You know, when I say it, people love it, but I'm not getting out enough. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not a poet, but I could give you the ideas. But when you say it, it's like, okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. And one more thing, actually memorizing your poems, that will take you very far as well. So when you go to a poetry reading, you expect to see people reading from their books. But if you go to a spoken word event or a slam or some type of open mic, then you expect to see more of the performance aspect. So if you're looking in your book while you're trying to perform, you aren't connecting with your audience, and the audience sees that.
Definitely. That's a great tip. Thank you so much. I want you to introduce yourself again. Let everybody know how to contact you, how they can find more information, especially where they can get your books.
My name is Rosemary Wilson, a.k.a. One Single Rose. You can find me at www.onesinglerose.com. That's onesinglerose.com. Click on the Purchase tab, and you will see all of my babies. Loop around through all of the tabs to see what it is that I'm involved in and what I have coming up. Feel free to leave a comment or contact me. My phone, my door is always open for any questions.
Thank you. I appreciate having you here, and we want to thank everybody for listening. You want to find more information, of course, go to our website at MotownWriters.com, and of course, support One Single Rose at OneSingleRose.com and all she does, and may she continue to be a blessing to the Metro Detroit literary community. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And I want to thank Rosemary Wilson, a.k.a. One Single Rose, and Sylvia Hubbard for that wonderful interview on Michigan Literary Network Radio. And thank you out there for listening so much. And be sure to remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook, and be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Lisa Gray, who will talk about her new book, They Don't Tell, Child Abuse, A Mother's Perspective. And this has been Andrea Daniels from Michigan Literary Network Radio and Sylvia Hubbard. And thank you out there for listening. We appreciate you, and we are always glad to know that you are there listening to us, because we are here for you. Have a good rest of your evening, and write good words and live a good story, and have a good rest of your night. Bye-bye.